This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Airlines are making new efforts to further open the skies between the U.S. and the U.K. Plus, the markets are calm for the moment, but for individual stocks, the picture's been very different.
They are, you know, gaining tens of billions of dollars in market value in just days, or losing tens of billions of dollars in market value in just days.
And Amazon's Jeff Bezos weighs in on President Biden's big spending plan. It's Wednesday, April 7th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. As more people around the world get vaccinated, we're following a push from both British Airways and Virgin Atlantic to make it easier to travel between the United Kingdom and the United States. I talked to the WSJ's Ben Katz this morning about how this idea of a travel corridor would work.
What that means is kind of a green light traffic system where you'd be able to fly between the UK and the US without the, you know, the responsibility or the burden of having to provide PCR tests, quarantining on arrival, or even needing to show that you have antibodies. This they see as possible because the UK and the US are amongst, you know, those few countries in the world that really have managed to get the vaccination drives up and running and reach, you know, a significant part of the population. So that's really what the UK airlines are trying to tap into.
President Biden is talking about the business community's response to Georgia's new voting law. It drew opposition from Delta Airlines, Coca-Cola, Major League Baseball, and others.
I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make. But it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it.
On another topic, the president was also asked if he had spoken yet to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He said he had not, saying he wanted to make it clear the Fed is an independent operation. We're hearing from Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. In a memo, he supports a rise in the corporate tax rate, as well as President Biden's focus on major infrastructure spending. Amazon has faced scrutiny over its workplace policies, which the company has defended. Amazon has also received some criticism from members of Congress over what they view as low tax payments. And college notifications are starting to arrive from some of the top schools in the country, including the Ivy League. Acceptance rates for elite colleges have fallen to record lows after a pandemic-fueled surge in applications. Harvard, Yale, and Columbia all accepted less than 5% of applicants. As we've talked about before, many schools stopped requiring ACT or SAT scores for this year's intake. That, along with a large number of students who deferred last year because of the pandemic, meant the number of available places shrank while the number of applications grew. We're exclusively reporting that online platform Patreon, which connects musicians and other creators with its fans, is now valued at $4 billion after its latest investment round. That's triple what it was worth in September. As the pandemic forced lockdowns and events to be canceled, artists and content creators have looked for ways to continue working and making money. Company officials say they now have more than 200,000 creators being supported by around 7 million fans. Investment giant BlackRock has struck a financing deal with a group of banks that links its lending cost for a $4.4 billion credit facility to its ability to achieve certain staff diversity targets and other sustainable business. The credit arrangement was disclosed in a regulatory filing this week. BlackRock is participating in a novel experiment in the financing world. More companies are testing out financing arrangements that encourage borrowers to meet environmental or sustainability goals. Just ahead, a look at what's behind the major swings with some stocks in the market. We'll discuss after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
A year ago, at the onset of the pandemic, investors were unsure about what was going to happen, and we witnessed wild swings with the major indexes. The markets have seemed to be calmer in recent months, with the indices continuing to climb and regularly setting new records. But that's not the whole story. Let's bring in the journalist Gunjan Banerjee. She's part of our money and investing team. Hi, Gunjan. Really glad you could be here.
Thank you for having me.
We've reported in recent weeks about so-called meme stocks like GameStop and Viacom being on roller coaster rides. But overall, the market seems pretty mellow. But Gunjan, you've been doing reporting on this, and you say there's more going on here. So talk to me about that.
Sure. So the stock market has been revving up lately, and major indexes have been hitting new high after new high. And that has sent a broader measure of stock volatility, the VIX, to the lowest level in at least a year. But underneath the surface, that's masking some huge swings that are going on in individual stocks. And it's not just GameStop and Viacom that are gaining or losing lots of market value in just days. That's happening to more and more stocks within the S&P 500, where they are, you know, gaining tens of billions of dollars in market value in just days or losing tens of billions of dollars in market value in just days. And we saw that happen with Apple and PayPal in the first 3 months of the year.
So what is this volatility a symbol of? Why are we seeing this happen?
A lot of investors are wondering exactly that. And some analysts attribute it to poor liquidity, which is basically how easy or difficult it is to get into or out of your stock positions. And what poor liquidity can do is it can make things more volatile. Other people say this is a sign of how popular this momentum trade has gotten over the past few years, where people have gotten so used to just piling into the market's biggest winners while dumping the relative losers. And that can also cause some of these big swings.
That leads to my next question. What is the impact of these swings to the broader market?
Well, it certainly is alarming. You know, the bottom line is that the market is a whole lot volatile than it looks right now on the surface. One impact on the broader market is that it makes this market tougher to navigate, right? Because things are moving around so quickly under the surface. And we're also we're seeing this reflected in the market for stock options bets. And these are contracts that people can use to bet on moves higher or lower in the stock market. And they've grown super popular over the past year. And what this higher volatility is doing is it's changing how much people are paying for these bullish options that would pay out if stocks were to continue to rise. And basically what we're seeing is people are betting on big moves higher and lower in individual stocks because of this higher volatility.
There is this divergence with low volatility on one hand and then these big swings on the other. Is this concerning to investors as we look forward?
It's definitely something a lot of investors are watching. And, you know, to some investors, it is a sign of how fragile the market is. You know, we've had this incredible recovery over the past year during the pandemic. And certainly this rally has caught a lot of people off guard. And you have some investors saying this shows that the market is not as healthy as it seems on the surface. On the other hand, some people do think that these lower correlations among stocks and sectors are normal and are a feature of a healthy market. So I think the jury's out on that, but it's definitely something many investors are closely tracking.
Finally, we've been talking about the Biden administration's infrastructure plan, which would be financed through some big changes to corporate taxes. Is that a market mover, and how could that impact these wild swings we've seen recently?
That's a key thing that investors are watching right now. And many are saying that we will actually see this dynamic persist in terms of huge divergences among the stock market's winners and losers, as well as just lower correlations within the stock market. as infrastructure grows clearer, because that will shape who the winners and losers are of that plan.
Gunjan Banerjee, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, as we talked about earlier, airlines are preparing for people to start traveling again, and some are seeing the need for more pilots. United Airlines said it's going to start enrolling students in a pilot training academy it agreed to buy shortly before the pandemic hit. We talked to the WSJ's Allison Sider about how the carrier plans to also diversify its ranks.
The pilot profession has typically been, you know, very male dominated, and specifically very dominated by white males. And United is trying to address that through its new flight school. You know, they've committed to enrolling, you know, that 50% of their students will be women or people of color. Right now, only 7% of United's pilots are women and 13% are people of color. So this would be a huge change. And it's sort of one of the things they've said they've hoped to accomplish by having a school that they have a little bit more control over who enrolls and, you know, who's available in their training pipeline.
Students who go through United's training pipeline will eventually be guaranteed jobs at the airline. Looking at the numbers, the airline plans to train 5,000 pilots through 2030. About half the number it says it will need over the period. And that's what's news for Wednesday, halfway through the week. We'll be back tonight with a new podcast. We'll also keep you updated on the day's top stories on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.